The Uncertain Art, Thoughts on a Life in Medicine, by Sherwin B. Newland, narrated by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2008 by Sherwin B. Newland. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Random House, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Proemium, an introduction to my book. There is wisdom in the acceptance of uncertainty. Well used, it can make a philosopher of an ordinary man. To the intuitive mind of the 22-year-old John Keats, that precious insight appeared in a flash of understanding one day in 1817. While he was deep in conversation on a long walk with two friends. Several things dovetailed in my mind, and at once it struck me what quality went to form a man of achievement, he later wrote in a letter to his brothers. I mean negative capability, in italics, that is, when a man is capable of being in uncertainties, mysteries, doubts. To become comfortable with uncertainty is one of the primary goals in the training of a physician. Keats wrote those words, italics and all, during the period when he was composing Endymion. Less than a year earlier, he had stopped attending the series of lectures that were to prepare him for the examinations of the Royal College of Surgeons. Although poetry and the pursuit of sunbeams had long since become Keats's passions, he had been anything but